From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The Senate is moving toward approval of extending a tax cut plan as it gets the votes needed in a key procedural test. A final Senate vote on the compromise proposal between White House officials and Republican lawmakers is expected this week. President Obama says he knows that people on both sides are not happy with certain provisions of the plan.
That's the nature of compromise, sacrificing something that each of us cares about to move forward on what matters to all of us. Right now, that's growing the economy and creating jobs. And nearly every economist agrees that that is what this package will do.
The president is calling for swift action in the House, where members of Mr. Obama's own party oppose the measure because it extends tax benefits for the wealthy. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is calling Richard Holbrooke one of the nation's most dedicated public servants. Holbrooke died Monday, just days after undergoing surgery to repair a torn aorta. He was 69. President Obama says Mr. Holbrooke was one of the giants of American foreign policy. Holbrooke was Mr. Obama's special envoy to Pakistan and Afghanistan. He was the architect of the 1995 Bosnia peace accords under former President Clinton. Holbrooke served under every Democratic president since 1969. The controversial chairman of the Republican Party, Michael Steele, says he will seek a second term. More from NPR's Peter Overby.
Steele made the announcement in a conference call to members of the Republican National Committee. Steele has faced harsh criticism almost since he was elected chairman in January 2009. Many prominent Republicans say he alienated big donors and squandered money that came in from small donors. The RNC currently has a $13 million debt. Several Republicans have already said they'll run for the chairmanship, among them Steele's former political director and one of his former allies on the committee. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
Florida is not being spared from the Arctic chill gripping parts of the nation, as Susan Giles-Wantock reports from member station WUSF. Some sleepless nights are in store for Florida's strawberry growers.
Growers east of Tampa are preparing for a deep freeze. Temperatures are expected to drop into the 20s overnight, with 30s heading into Wednesday. Some cold sweetens the strawberries, but too much can spell trouble. Marcus Caswell of Wish Farms, Florida's largest strawberry distributor, says the weather will guide them.
As long as you stay around that 32 to 34, you can kind of avoid running water. But it's when it drops below that for any period of time that you're kind of forced to do the overhead irrigation.
The growers are hoping for a good harvest. Last year, an extended freeze made all the strawberries ripen at the same time, and with a low market price, growers decided to destroy their crops. For NPR News, I'm Susan Giles-Wentuck in Tampa.
This is NPR News. Republican Joe Miller is asking the Alaska Supreme Court to rule on his case against state elections officials. Miller says Alaska elections officials sidestepped the law by not tossing out write-in ballots containing misspellings and other errors during the midterm election. Unofficial results show that incumbent Lisa Murkowski beat Miller through her write-in campaign. Miller's legal action puts the certification of the results on hold. The United States has won a trade dispute against China, as NPR's Brett Neely reports. Today's ruling from the World Trade Organization means the U.S. may continue to impose tariffs on imports of Chinese-made tires.
In a statement, U.S. Trade Representative Ron Kirk said the WTO's decision was a major victory for the U.S. Chinese tire exports to the U.S. skyrocketed in the past decade. Arguing that thousands of American jobs were at stake, the United Steelworkers Union, which represents many tire workers as well, lobbied President Obama for relief. Last year, he came to their aid and imposed tariffs as high as 35% on imported Chinese tires to safeguard U.S. industry. In its ruling, the WTO says the Obama administration's action didn't violate global trade rules. The WTO's decision comes as a large Chinese delegation arrives in Washington this week to discuss trade issues with the administration. Brett Neely, NPR News, Washington.
Walgreens, McDonald's, and Twitter are reporting unrelated security breaches. Walgreens says hackers who gain access to a list of customer email addresses may have sent spam directing customers to enter their personal data. McDonald's says private information that customers supplied when signing up for online promotions was exposed when a subcontractor improperly handled the data. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.